Here in the U.S., doctors with degrees from overseas medical schools play an important role. They often practice in the most underserved communities in this country, treating some of the most vulnerable Americans. But the COVID-19 pandemic is presenting challenges for doctors already here on work visas and for international physicians who have plans to be joining American hospitals pretty soon. The World's Rupa Shenoy reports.
1 in 4 doctors in the U.S. were born in another country. Many are on visas, often working in poor or rural areas that may soon be the front lines of the pandemic. Vara Panada is an Indian doctor on an H-1B visa in Waterloo, Iowa, where several people have tested positive for COVID-19.
So, yeah, we are at risk of getting the infection, like that happened to the doctors in Italy and China.
But unlike other doctors who might be citizens or residents, Panada says if she gets sick, it has implications for her visa status.
Once we are disabled, we can't work, then we can't live in the country.
And neither can their children. Panada's lived in the U.S. for 10 years, and her son and daughter have grown up here. She wonders what will happen to her family if she dies.
Very scary situation even to think of. Like, you know, some of us are getting nightmares about that. Like, what happens to our kids who are in school? Where is our future? We do not know.
Physicians like Panada are playing an increasingly vital role as U.S. hospitals face staffing shortages caused by the coronavirus. Even in the best of times, the U.S. depends on a steady supply of international medical graduates to staff its hospitals. 7,000 newly minted doctors are scheduled to begin hospital residencies on July 1st, a time when they will probably be desperately needed. The question is, can they get to the U.S.?
The highways are blocked. All the courier and mail services are non-functional.
Basim Ali is a medical school graduate in Pakistan. He's supposed to be joining a Texas hospital, but he can't get the paperwork he needs for his visa from the Pakistani Ministry of Health. He says things could still get better by July.
I'm hopeful that by that time, either the COVID crisis mitigates or we are in a better position where things are happening faster than they are right now.
Because it's not like he can just cancel with the U.S. hospital, Ali says. He's signed a contract. William Pinsky is CEO of the Educational Commission for Foreign Medical Graduates, the U.S. agency that certifies people with international degrees to work in U.S. hospitals. He says despite the COVID outbreak, the State Department is working to bring these international graduates who've been accepted at U.S. hospitals to the states.
If indeed, as the time gets closer, it appears that air travel is a significant barrier, then we'll start having conversations with people that can impact air travel and see if there's anything that can be arranged.
In the meantime, he says the U.S. could be considering other sources of help. For instance, there are thousands of people in the U.S. with international medical degrees who never got one of the coveted and competitive training assignments that would allow them to work in a hospital.
There very likely is a role for these people.
Pinsky says it's possible they could do tasks that would free up experienced doctors, like help with medical note-taking or manning phone banks to answer questions. His agency could verify their credentials, he says, and then it would be up to local regulatory authorities to determine how they could help.
Get me in already. We need it. We can't be nitpicky right now at this time. Like, desperate times call for desperate measures.
Rami Baya has a medical degree from a Caribbean college, and he's living in Dallas right now as the city faces a pandemic.
It's just frustrating for me and like the thousands of people who they have the skills, they have the knowledge, they have the ability, just as anyone else in the medical field, but they're just sitting there idly doing nothing.
Baya is a dual U.S.-Canadian citizen. He says if he can't help people where he is, he may head to Canada. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.